Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 246. Today we start on a new chapter of the special biological programs, that is, of the organs controlled from the cerebral cortex. Anyone who was regularly listening to our previous health tips know already what is cerebral cortex and the list of organs controlled from the cerebral cortex. Still, for the sake of those listeners who joined our global GNM groups late, and for a revision purpose, let us recollect some of the essential points that will help us to appreciate the upcoming lessons better. According to Dr. Hammer, the science of embryology and our knowledge of the evolution of man are the foundations of medicine. They are two sources that reveal to us the nature of cancer and of the so-called diseases. This is the reason why we in German New Medicine are considering various medical conditions under an entirely different type of classifications. Till today, all medical textbooks were considering the so-called diseases under different systems, like respiratory system, alimentary system, reproductive system, etc., and specialties like neurology, dermatology, pulmonology, etc. But in GNM, we base our studies on the knowledge of evolution and the science of embryology. The knowledge of embryology tells us that the human life begins as a single cell with all necessary instructions for its growth and development. Dr. Hammer's research work reiterated the theory of the German biologist Ernst Haeckel, who stated for the first time in the year 1800 that the development of fetus recapitulates the evolutionary history of all remote ancestors. Dr. Hammer showed that the evolutionary development of the human organism, including the brain, represents various biological conflicts, themes that were really the different phases of evolution. That means, within the uterus, the growing fetus passes through all the evolutionary stages from a single cell to a complete human organism. The continuous process of cell division, starting from the first cell, leads to different stages till the embryo matures to a complete human being. About 3 days after the fertilization, a normally developing embryo contains about 6 to 10 cells. By the 5th or 6th day, the fertilized egg is known as a blastocyst with a rapidly dividing cluster of cells. The inner group of cells will become the embryo and the outer group for its nourishment and protection. After 2 weeks of conception, the blastocyst divides into 3 layers, the endoderm, the inner layer, the ectoderm, the outer layer, and the mesoderm, the middle layer, together called embryonic germ layers. All the organs and tissues of the body are developed from these 3 embryonic germ layers. The science of biology reveals that the first life forms were in the form of rings consisting solely of intestines and a single gullet for the intake of food and disposal of feces. All the organs that originated from the first and oldest embryonic germ layer, called endoderm, derived from the intestinal mucosa and consists of intestinal cylinder epithelium. All those organs and tissues are controlled from the brainstem part of the brain. Over the course of evolution, the gullet broke open with an outgoing section that caused the development of today's rectum and an ingoing section with the remaining part of gullet that developed into today's mouth and pharynx. At the time of the rupture of the gullet, the embryonic germ layer called ectoderm with its special type of cells called squamous epithelium migrated from the gullet both into the ingoing and outgoing sections of the intestine. This happens after the 17th day of fertilization when the development of ectoderm takes place. It is the cerebral cortex part of the brain that controls all the organs and tissues derived from the ectoderm. There are three exceptional types of tissues, the alpha and beta islet cells of the pancreas, the olfactory nerves, and the thalamus that are controlled from the diencephalon part of cerebrum that is not exactly in the cerebral cortex. Cerebral cortex is the outermost part of the cerebrum and the inner part is called cerebral medulla. For the special type of study of the biological special programs, the so-called diseases, and the various medical conditions as parts of them, we classify the cerebral cortex into premotor cortex, motor cortex, sensory cortex, post-sensory cortex, and visual cortex from front to back of the outer brain, and a temporal lobe found on both sides of the brain. Tomorrow, we will discuss more about these different lobes of the cerebral cortex, the organs controlled from them, so that we will understand better the various biological special programs of all those organs controlled from the cerebral cortex. Please wait for them. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.